Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast thanks to each of you. This is episode 396, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. I want you to think about your life for a moment. What comes to mind? How do you view your entire life up until this very moment? I bet a majority of you thought about your life in the form of a story, starting with how you were born, then how you did this and that, then sprinkled in some major memories. You layered on where you work, your career, your relationship, and finally, you slapped on some thoughts you had about your future. When you plan on doing more things, maybe traveling, seeing the world, maybe saving enough money for an enjoyable retirement, maybe selling everything and moving abroad. We all tend to view our lives in a sort of narrative structure like this, layer by layer, very linear, with a beginning, a middle, and an eventual end, which, when we think of it, it kind of makes sense. Because when we reflect on the past, it helps to make sense of where we are now in the present. And by looking ahead, forward, into the future, where our hopes and dreams are waiting to be prospected, it gives us something to look forward to, something to plan towards. And if we currently don't like our present situation, well, we can place our pains and frustration on the hope of a better tomorrow. But if you think about what it feels like to actually live life, what it feels like on a day-to-day basis, it feels completely different. We slowly wake up, peeling our heads away from our indented pillow. We feel kind of groggy. We stumble into the kitchen like a zombie, but instead of searching for flesh, we're searching for coffee. We hop in the shower, staring down at the floor, zoning out, while water cascades off our face. We get dressed in the same outfit we've worn 300 times. We plop into our car, we drive to work, getting stuck in the same traffic we always do, and trying to outsmart everyone, we rally race down our secret path that saves us 2 minutes. We leave work, maybe grab some food, get home, usually exhausted and drained. If we didn't grab food, we cook, veg out, and watch Netflix or one of the other billion streaming platforms until we go to bed. This is what living life usually feels like to most people, most of the time. Life is pretty normal. We do the things that we do every day. We have a routine or a pattern we stick to. And life usually isn't super interesting or mind-blowing. It's just this sort of day-to-day experience. So, is there anything wrong with that? I mean, social media has us constantly thinking that everyone is hanging out on a yacht all the time, going on crazy adventures, trying different foods in all 195 countries. But that's not life. That's a highlight reel. A highlight reel that we constantly watch and absorb like a sponge, a trailer to a movie that pulls us in with all the action-packed scenes by the people we follow on Instagram or the movies we watch on Netflix. And these highlights start to influence the stories we tell ourselves about our own lives. We start viewing our lives, at least our lives lived to its fullest potential, as a life with as many of these highlights in it as possible. So the days when these awesome, crazy things aren't happening, we view that as somehow suboptimal. Our amazing days become the expectation, and our normal days become boring, as if we are wasting our potential, as if we are wasting our lives away. But this story that we tell ourselves, this adventurous life, no one's life is like this. Not Dwayne Johnson, Kim Kardashian, Tom Brady, or Elon Musk. Sure, these individuals do some pretty cool, important shit more often than we are. But still, a majority of their lives, they still wake up. They do a bunch of things that they don't want to do. They push through. They work hard. They're often frustrated or stressed out. Hell, they still poop. They still eat. Most of their lives exist in this day-to-day monotony. They are experiencing life in the exact same way that we are. Except maybe when we think of taking a vacation to, say, the Bahamas, it differs slightly from Elon's hanging out on Mars, where it's normally negative 80 degrees. You may already know about my private coaching program, which offers tremendous benefits. However, there's another approach worth exploring: group coaching. This type of coaching emphasizes systems thinking, fostering skills in reflection, reframing, questioning, problem solving, and time management, all on top of encouraging relationship building and dismantling internal silos. Well, I'm thrilled to introduce my group coaching program, where we'll meet twice a month, every first and third Friday, for 45-minute video sessions. Prior to each session, I'll present a key theme and a thought-provoking question of the week. During our sessions, I'll share insights, hacks, and methods related to the week's topic, fostering a free-flow conversation where questions and personal experiences are welcomed. After each session, you'll receive engaging assignments linked to the theme. These assignments will be shared on our group coaching Discord channel, allowing everyone to provide feedback and engage in a dynamic, interactive experience. join me for a coaching experience that blends strategic insight and meaningful connections by clicking the link in the show notes. I'm excited to announce that I've teamed up with Supercast to create a more robust and easy-to-access premium membership platform for listeners of this podcast, which will replace my current paid subscriber program through Spotify. Starting in January 2024, by subscribing to the Motivated Mind Plus, you will get access to a range of exciting perks, including access to 2 exclusive bonus episodes every month across all platforms now, ad-free listening across all platforms and new episodes, access to my members-only Discord channel, and exclusive discounts on my courses and premium newsletter subscription on Substack. All of this is available to you for only $5.99 a month. And don't worry, you can still listen to my regular 2 episodes per week for free forever. This transition will enable me to offer a wider range of features and benefits, all aimed at enhancing your engagement with my content, including being able to now access bonus episodes across Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast platforms. Most importantly, your subscription directly supports the podcast and the content I create by making future shows possible. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe today. Assuming we get 8 hours of sleep every night, which hopefully you do, we only have 16 hours to live because we only experience life one day at a time. That little section of time between lifting our head off our warm pillow in the morning and putting it back down again on our cold pillow at night, and all that stuff in between those moments that seem kind of normal and inconsequential, that is all life is. It's literally that over and over again. Now, this can sound super depressing, or it can sound super inspiring, depending on how we look at it. It can be depressing if we don't like those 16 hours. Usually, a lot of us are slaves to our bad habits. We do things we don't want to do. We work jobs we don't really like. We're put in financial or social situations that we don't really like being in. So every single day, day after day, is something we generally don't like doing, which is exactly why we fantasize about the future so much. We're still waiting to live our real lives. And if this is all there is, then that is actually the super depressing thing. Now, there is a silver lining, because changing our entire life isn't as big of a feat as we might think it is. Since life is lived within these little 16-hour sections, let's call them mini-episodes, those mini-episodes, they're very manageable increments of time to perfect. We can start to build habits that we actually enjoy doing, that are actually good for us. We can train ourselves to make choices that are actually aligned with our values and will help us be the person we want to be every single day. Because a good life is just a series of good days. And let me clarify, that does not necessarily mean days where everything goes our way, that nothing was difficult or stressful, but instead, days where our system was running. We gave life a good shot. We made choices that were aligned with our values. We did the little things that made us happy. Maybe that's having a good conversation with a friend, putting a little extra effort into cooking so you were able to eat something memorable, something you were proud of. Maybe it's developing one positive habit at a time so that the things that keep you grounded and happy and your mood elevated start to become things that you do automatically. Viewing life on a micro scale like this, as mini episodes, adds clarity to the little choices we make throughout the day. If you've always wanted to be a more social person, then it means saying yes to an invitation to a rooftop networking event. If you're constantly fantasizing about being a more fit person, then it means going to the gym today or purchasing some dumbbells and working out in your own home. If you're constantly miserable at your job and want to work on your true passions, then it means putting some money aside today to jump ship. Because our life is today. That's all it is. It's just today repeated. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into how to escape your boring life. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a legacy division.